Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2107, Health Span and Wealth Span, Not Just Lifespan, by Ryan Frederick of Here.life. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and very own personal narrator. Hello and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Health Span and Wealth Span, Not Just Lifespan, by Ryan Frederick of Here.life. In October 2014, The Atlantic magazine was ahead of its time when it looked into the future when we all live to 100 years of age. The issue created waves when Ezekiel Emanuel, a well-known physician and member of the University of Pennsylvania faculty, argued that he wished to live not a day longer than 75. He contends that at approximately that age, eroding health outweighs the benefits of living longer. Dr. Emanuel's argument was less about living longer or lifespan than it was about health span, the number of years we live in good health. In this regard, he makes a critical point. What good is a long life if the quality of our health is poor? And what if we outlive our finances? We must also consider wealth span, the number of years we have the financial means to support our desired lifestyle. Scott Fulton, a longevity expert, has coined the phrase wealth span, which merges these three ideas. Dr. Emanuel's point, and a very valid one, is that we should focus on the number of years for which we have a high quality of life, not simply the number of years for which we can live. Atul Gawande makes some similar points in his brilliant book, Being Mortal. Squaring the curve. Health professionals, wealth advisors, and longevity experts often talk about the hope of squaring the curve. The idea is that our health, and therefore quality of life, diminishes as we age. And to Dr. Emanuel's point, it can reach a point where life is no longer desirable. In contrast, a more attractive outcome is to maintain a high quality of life over a long life until death. In this case, a horizontal line represents the quality of life until it turns sharply downward at death, creating a square. While achieving a square quality of life trajectory is a fantasy, we do know that through lifestyle decisions, including where we live and careful financial planning, we can reduce the slope of our quality of life curve. The opportunity and challenge of increasingly long lives. At the same time, and lost in the shuffle amidst the pandemic, lifespan has been on a steady rise for college-educated people in the U.S. For example, over the last couple of decades, but pre-pandemic, we have seen an increase in the life expectancy of about 5 years for college graduates of age 25. Today, such individuals are expected on average to live another 60 years to about 85 years of age. Michael Roizen, an anesthesiologist, internist, and chief wellness officer at the Cleveland Clinic, is a co-author of a new book, The Great Age Reboot, Cracking the Longevity Code for a Younger Tomorrow. His claims seem radical. He expects living to 100, 120, or even 130 years of age will become increasingly common over the next decade, and with a corresponding improvement in quality of health. His view is based on assumed rapid gains in technology and health innovation, such as gene editing, to drive these advances. Some longevity optimists anticipate a time of longevity escape velocity, where one's remaining life expectancy is extended longer than the time that's passing. Advances in longevity create the prospect of longer, healthy lives, but will we be purposeful, socially connected, and financially secure over these additional years? Role of place as central in longevity planning. Researchers point out that longevity is largely driven by our lifestyle rather than by our DNA. By some estimates, lifestyle and our environment account for about 93% of our longevity outcomes. Therefore, we have agency over our longevity. Lifestyle decisions also impact our quality of life. Where we live and how we choose to make the most of where we live are significant decisions at any stage in life. Place is a valuable life hack, as the right place can elevate social connection, physical well-being, and financial well-being, among other factors. For example, some neighborhoods are more socially connected than others. Some areas, through annual gatherings such as 4th of July parades, Halloween festivities, and park work days, bring people together, often across generations, in an organized way. Some neighborhoods are designed with front porches or greater housing density that allows for frequent, informal interactions that help stave off loneliness. Key is making sure you are at the right place at your stage in life, and one of the reasons the average person moves a dozen times in their life. An openness to change and the ability to act, however overwhelming it can be, is critical to making sure where you live matches your needs and desires at a given time. Ezekiel Emanuel was probably being provocative in his stated desire to not live a day past 75. Plus, he's only 65, so it is a theoretical exercise for him. I know plenty of people 75 and older that do not hold his view. But with likely continued gains in longevity, his central point is more important than ever. Focus on quality of life, not simply lifespan. To achieve the desired squaring of the curve, planning, including careful selection of where to live and a regular evaluation of whether you're in the right place, has never been more important. You just listened to the post titled, Health Span and Wealth Span, Not Just Lifespan, by Ryan Frederick of Here.life. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Ryan, mentioned something that I want to go back to. Ryan said that, according to some estimates, our lifestyle and the environments in which we spend most of our time likely contribute most to our health span and our lifespan. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would absolutely agree. They've been making this point for years. According to their scientists, many deaths are preventable if we followed a certain set of behaviors. I bet you can guess what those behaviors are. Are you ready? It's going to be earth-shattering. Consuming a healthy diet, exercising regularly, not smoking, consuming alcohol in moderation, and maintaining a healthy body weight. So, if we want to increase our lifespans and health spans, luckily we have the path mapped out for us. It's been there for years. We just need to follow it. All right, that'll do it for today. As always, thank you not only for joining today, but also sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for our weekly Q&A episode, where your optimal life awaits.